And it's an important time of year, open enrollment season for many employee health and retirement plans. According to a study from the Employee Benefit Research Institute, about a quarter of Americans do not think they'll have enough money to retire comfortably. That's actually an improvement from the recession, but still, it's 25% of Americans. And many employers now are trying increasingly aggressive programs to change that. Here to explain is Jill Schlesinger of CBS News. She's with us from New York. Hi, Jill.
Hello.
So what's going on? What are these companies doing to force, in some cases, their employees to save?
Well, force is such a strong word. Let's use nudge. It's a little bit, I'm a gentle sure. nudge myself, and anyone who has a mother understands what being nudged means. It's probably for our own good. So here's what happened. It used to be that when you were in a plan, a retirement plan, the first thing that would happen is a company would say, would you like to join our plan? Right? And they said, put the onus on you to join it. Then that changed. And we had companies auto-enroll people, meaning you're automatically in the plan unless you opt out. And they found this was great. More people joined the plans. Now the trend is really different. Instead of auto-enrolling you, but putting 3% contribution level, they're starting to use higher percentages. Instead of 3%, maybe it's 5%, maybe it's 8%, up to 10%. And that is really more than a gentle nudge, isn't it?
It is. And some of these companies are very big employers. I think Google is on board for 10% automatically, just signed up. But why? Why would these companies want their workers to save more for retirement? What business of it is it of theirs?
Well, I mean, look, first of all, employers do want well-being for their employees. We know that stressed out employees, especially those stressed out about their financial lives, are not great performers. We also know that plans perform better in general when more people participate. You can do all sorts of cool things and reward high wage earners without tipping out of the rules. We have these things called safe harbors. Mm. What's interesting here also is that, you know, you think, wow, from 3% to 10%, they must be facing a revolt. Not really. You know, we're just amazing, we human beings. We'll do what we're told. It's just you got to push us to that place.
Really? So people don't mind doing this. That could be a significant chunk of someone's salary if you have a car payment, a student loan to pay, something like that. So you're saying they don't care?
No, in fact, I was with a bunch of people at a huge HR conference last week in D.C., and I talked to a number of HR executives who said that, you know, what they thought would happen is if they just sort of did it quietly, like, let's go from 3% to 4%, no one would notice, and then that the bolder they were, they thought they were going to get this huge pushback. In fact, virtually no pushback. Hmm. That kind of proves what behavioral economists have been saying, and that is, if we push our employees and just Americans in general, and we nudge them in the right direction, chances are they're going to do the right thing. They're going to stay in that plan. And really, if it is a hardship, then they'll opt out or they'll reduce their percentages.
Okay, so if let's say I'm in one of these companies and I don't feel comfortable giving this contribution. You say it's a good idea. Counsel me. What should I do if I feel like I just have to take some of that money back for myself?
Well, I think that at the very least, we face this all the time when we have young employees who say, look, I've got a bunch of student loans I've got to pay off, and I cannot afford to do 10%. That's just too much. What I would say is try to at least put in as much as you can to get the company match. You don't want to leave that money on the table. Most people, even those in those EBRI studies, in all the great retirement studies, in all the savings studies, if you say to the people who are saying, I'm not saving anything retirement, you ask the question, could you save $25 a week? Most people say, yes, I can, even if they're low wage earners. So it just shows you that if you can just put some piece aside automatically, the behavior becomes ingrained. And one other feature that a lot of plans are putting in place, auto escalation. You put in 6% last year, we're going to bump you to 7% this year.
Well, and one thing, Jill, we did not get to here is the fact that many companies want their employees to retire. It's good to get new blood into the system.
Yes, and it's very hard to retire if you're still carrying a mortgage and have lots of paying off your kids' student loans. Yeah. So people are going to be working longer and longer.
Jill Schlesinger of CBS News, thanks very much.
Great to be with you.